93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. This is entitled Second Date Update. How do you find yourself here? Well, if you've done all the hard work of getting the first date and getting somebody to go out with you and actually go out, but you don't get a call back,
right?
You find yourself here on Second Date Update to try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. It must be rough out there.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. Let's just don't take our word for it. No. Let's talk to Dustin this morning. What's up, Dustin?
Hey, what's going on? I met a girl online on a dating app. And I took her out to Texas Tubbs, got some tacos, margaritas. I don't know. She went back to my place, and she kind of left really quickly after that.
Okay.
And now she's kind of ghosting me, and I don't know why.
Suck.
So I'm trying to. I don't know what went wrong. So I'm calling up to see.
Sure.
I want to know what happened.
Sure. No, aww. I get it. Yeah, you sound great. Hey, let's hang on a second. Let's rewind the story a little bit. So you met her on a dating app, and then you guys talked for a little while before you went out?
Yeah, you know, you do the little banter back and forth, and then we just kind of just said, let's go out, let's meet up, and we hit it off. So
sure.
It was kind of quicker than normal. Like, you didn't have to do 2-3 days before we kind of came back to my place. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I didn't expect it, so I'm just, like, curious. And
sure.
She kind of left really quickly. Maybe she just was, like, freaked out that she likes me so much, and then something happened to her. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. All right, well, tell me about your date. What did you guys do in the day? I know you went out, but, I mean, did you guys have conversation? Was there laughter? Was there...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we had a great time. I mean, you know, we got the tacos, and she started asking me, like, kind of... I don't want to say it was, like, sexual, kind of, but, like, we kind of got a little freaky.
Oh.
Yeah. So so you got the tacos, and she just started talking dirty right away. That's crazy. sounds like a nutty date, man.
No, I mean, she's a good girl. I found out a little bit about her family, and you know, I just wanted to know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, let's figure out what's going on. We won't wait any further. We're going to dial Amy up right now. Don't say anything when we get on the phone. We'll see what's up, okay?
What's up?
Okay.
All right. Second date update. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Amy?
Yes, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Who is this?
I'm good. This is actually Marco and Krista. We're live on 93.1 Jams right now on the radio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi, Marco and Krista.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Anyway, we're doing a little thing on our show. Amy, called Second Date Update, where you've been out with somebody, and on their end, they think, man, great date. It was it. It's the number one thing. But then for whatever reason, they don't get a call back. They get ghosted. We try to step in and help out. And so this morning, we're calling because you went on a date with a guy named Dustin.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I listened to this. Yes, I did go on a date with Dustin.
Yes.
Aren't you happy we brought him back to you?
Yes. We found him. We found him like a lost dog. We found him, and he's coming back. No, but we just, we were just wondering kind of like, what happened? What's up? Like, you know, you were out and stuff.
Well, yes. I met Dustin online, and we hit it off. He's a pretty sexy guy, and I went back to his place, and... nicest way to say it is he's a total man child.
Oh. A man child. What does that mean?
It's not good.
Well, it looks like he spent a very decent amount of money on his electronics and his entertainment system and not a lot of time scrubbing in the corners and cracks in the bathroom.
Ah.
Ew! Right.
So he's got a lot of expensive stuff, like the Xbox One and and a big 60-inch flat screen TV, and you know, all that stuff. But when it comes to being
who's got time
neat
for
and tidy, not so much.
Yeah, and I'm not looking for a guy that I have to be his mommy and go sleeping up behind him.
Sure,
and compete with his electronics all the time. I've done that before, the video gaming and the oh god, no.
But if he's hot enough. Come on, girl.
Good point, Krista.
Clean his room.
Good point.
Pick up those clothes.
It matters how hot you are.
Make him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay, let's back. Now, I'm a bachelor. I live by myself. Uh-huh. I do have a lot of electronics. I got a new iPhone, an iPad. I got the Xbox
One. You're rich.
Yeah, I'm not rich. And my apartment is, it's acceptably clean, but it's not thoroughly clean. I'm still a guy. I got stuff laying around. Sometimes my bathroom goes a week or two before I do any work that I should do in it. So, I mean, I wouldn't say that's a great barometer for whether this dude is a good guy or not. Or was it just so bad? It was like being at the zoo.
No, it was, there was sort of a little animal-like. it was like a little bit of a cave. It just wasn't.
I have to
tell you, Amy, we have Dustin. He's actually with us on the phone.
Amy, I thought something happened to you. Are you kidding me? You're telling me you're ghosting me because I had a little bit of mess in a corner of my house?
Well, something did happen to her.
A little bit of a mess.
She saw the stuff in your house, man, and she wasn't excited about it.
If it's that hard to stay on top of that stuff, just maybe think about hiring a housekeeper to come in and do the corners and stuff. It grosses me out so much. I can't. I just can't.
It wasn't even that bad. I don't understand. I have a lot of nice stuff. So you're telling me just because I had a little dirt in the corner that you didn't call me back?
No.
It's a good time.
Listen, I can't be that girl who comes in to fix. You know, I can't come in and fix your messes. That's just not
fixable.
My thing.
You had such a good time at the date. I don't understand why you wouldn't just at least tell me on the second date that you have a problem with it. Like, I guess you probably went out with a lot of dudes already that just have mess and kind of OCD about that.
Well, let me ask you a question. This seems like it's kind of a personal thing for you, Amy. Have you had to take care of the last guy you were with? Is it sort of the mommy thing?
Yeah, if I wanted kids, I'd get pregnant.
Yeah.
yeah. Could you guys just meet in the middle and clean your house together? And that might be it.
No, that's not sexy.
Come on.
I want to clean a house with someone I just met.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I know you don't want to be my mommy, but you're talking some hot stuff on the date about being my mommy, and then you come over to my house and you're like, geez.
A lot of mommy action here.
All right. Here's what we do on Second Date Update. Amy, if you want to try it back over, if you think maybe there was some miscommunication, we would be happy to send you back out in Madison anywhere you want. I'll take care of the entire bill. That way you can just concentrate on your conversation with Dustin, maybe talk a little bit. It sounds like it caught him off guard a little bit. I mean, dude, cleaning is really the easiest thing to take care of in a guy. I mean, honestly, just be a little bit more cleaner. That's pretty easy. Or even hire somebody on Craigslist to come in and clean. So if you want to try it over again, Amy, and go back out, you guys seem like you said he was hot. We'll be willing to pay for everything, and you guys can just take it easy.
Do you want to hire somebody to go over and clean his house?
I'll do it for free. Like cleaning.
I tell you what we're going to do. We have a cleaning service that we use here for some other stuff at the radio station. We will have Dustin's entire house cleaned up, and they will do an immaculate job. And at least for the first couple of months of your dating period, if you guys do that, it'll be nice and clean. So we will definitely take care of that. What do you say? I try to be a matchmaker here, Amy.
I'll tell you what, in that case. We'll give it a try. We'll see what happens.
What? Okay.
Nice. All right, Dustin, you owe me a lot,
there we
dude.
Go.
A lot.